don't be afraid to like talk about the same thing over and over and over again, or reuse content you've done in the past that was really good. So in your content, the ultimate goal is to capture an email address and make an offer.
Welcome to the Coaching Inc. podcast, the only podcast dedicated to helping coaches and consultants start and scale their coaching business. This is the No Fluff Zone. If you're ready to grow your client list, work from anywhere, and reach true financial freedom, stand by, because the show begins right now.
Bam!
Here's your host, Tom Kroll.
So, people are so afraid to email their list, and I don't understand that. I mean, we started this whole thing with focus on building your audience. Like, that's number one priority. And then I added in, well, you always need to be making offers too, because it doesn't do any good if you have an audience and you're not making offers.
Right.
You've always got to be making offers. And you may think, oh man, they're getting tired of hearing me talk about this all the time. No, you're not as important to them as you think you are.
Beautiful.
Like, right. They don't read every one of your emails. They don't watch every one of your videos or listen to every one of your podcasts. So like, they may not read your emails for 3 months, and all of a sudden they see an email with a good headline and it just catches them at the right time. They're like, oh yeah, what's that? I mean, what's Joe up to? And then they open the email and they see, oh, okay, that's right. That sounds awesome. Or they, you know, you think that everybody is reading all of your tweets and emails and posts, and then they don't. So don't be afraid to like talk about the same thing over and over and over again, or reuse content you've done in the past that was really good. So in your content, the ultimate goal is to capture an email address and make an offer. And then once you've got their email address, then start emailing them every day. Good value content, but with a call to action somewhere in there to go do something else if they want more help with you, right? And then it goes beyond just getting an email address. Once they buy, like I just did a $7 class and I taught for 3 hours. I said, all right, we're going to go live into a brand new market that you guys are going to pick for me. And I'm going to start a new marketing campaign for vacant land investing. So a bunch of people bought this $7 thing, right? Well, now guess what? I have their physical mailing address. And I've done this about 3 or 4 times before and it works really well. Now I've got their physical mailing address. Guess what I send them?
Postcard?
A letter. A one-page letter inviting them to a webinar or something like that I'm doing.
And you'll share the letter with us, right?
I could.
Maybe. All right. Guys, that's a huge win.
All right. I'll put it in my this document that I told you I'd have.
Let me write. Okay. So we are gonna include the mail piece from Joe McCall. Guys, this is just so you know, this is a huge win. I'm just going to tell you, Joe is super gracious to be sharing this with us. I'm sure he did not expect me to ask for it. I can see him smirking right now, even though this is an audio only podcast. So he's going to include the mail piece and we'll put it in the show notes for you, or we'll put it on the website that he directs us to. But we'll get it to you either way.
Yeah, if you go to joemccall.com/offers, that takes you to it's kind of like a Google Doc, but it's not a Google Doc.
Okay.
And in there, I'll have a link to this direct mail piece. It's a one-page letter. My point is, always be building your audience and always be making offers. And that you kind of build your audience by making offers, right? Because like if YouTube shut me down tomorrow, if Apple said, hey, you can't do podcasts anymore on our platform, and if Facebook and Meta shut me off, I still have an audience. I still have a ton of emails.
And I just want to say for everyone listening, and Joe, maybe you could speak. Guys, this happens all the time. This is not some rare occurrence like a eclipse. This happens all the time. Joe and I can name tons of people who have lost their Facebook group. They've lost their Facebook profile page. They've lost their channels. And sometimes it's completely without, it could be that somebody stole your password.
They were hacked.
You could be hacked. So this happens constantly and there is almost nothing you can do about it. You know, everybody will say, well, I know this one guy guys, it's very rare. I can't say I don't know anybody who's been able to recover some stuff, but the overwhelming majority, when they lose it, it's gone forever. So you cannot, go ahead.
And also the other tragedy is there's people out there with huge audiences that make hardly any money. Just because you have a million followers doesn't mean jack. It doesn't mean anything. Right. You could deliver tons and tons of value and you may have people that just love you and subscribe and follow you and all of that stuff, but Does that put any money in your page, in your checkbook, you know, or in your wallet, whatever, right? Like, no.
Good point.
You've got to make offers. There's a guy, mutual friend of ours. I don't know if you know Jerry Norton or not, but he's—
Oh yeah, for sure. Of course. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
This guy is amazing. And he's in Puerto Rico because he makes so much money and there's a lot of tax shelters in Puerto Rico,
yes.
Right? But he's got a huge YouTube channel, but he's been doing it for a long time, right? Go to his YouTube channel and watch what he's doing. He doesn't sell any courses. He gives everything away for free, right?
But okay.
Every video has at least 20 calls to action to go opt in to get something, right? A free course, a free contract, free software, blah, 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 blah. And then what does he sell once he gets your email address? He sells you premium software, data, or he has a finder's fee program, or he's got something else. But like, he uses YouTube as a platform to give away a ton of value. But in every piece of content, he is asking for your email address to get something for free, right? And then once you get on his email address, guess what he does? He emails you every single day. And he did a video very open about this about 6 months ago, where he showed in a spreadsheet all of his lead magnets, right? And he's got about 30 or 40 of them. And he shows which ones got the most opt-ins.
Okay.
And in the previous 12 months, he had 450,000 opt-ins.
Wow.
From his YouTube channel. Now, some of them are duplicates and he's got a huge audience. But the point is this, like, you can start using these platforms while you still can to deliver a ton of value, have a call to action to get people to join your email list, to give them something for free. And then what he does, this is so simple and smart. Once you're on his email list, he emails you every day for one of his other lead magnets, right? So like, hey, you want our free seller scripts? Click here to get it. But then what happens? Go through all of his things and opt in to get them. The next page is an invitation to sign up for his premium software or to watch a webinar where he sells you his $1,000 course or something like that. Does that make sense? Right.
It totally makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. So Jerry Norton, guys, somebody to check out. He'll pop up right away on YouTube. Very popular guy. And also, I would encourage you guys, just for a point of order here, just as an action step, is make sure you follow Joe, get on his email list, especially if you're not in his industry, because your best ideas will come from outside your industry. So if you're not directly doing what Joe's doing, you can literally just take what he's doing, change the land, because Joe's in the land industry. Change land to health, fitness, relationships, whatever it is that you're coaching, and cross it out and just, you know, put it into your style, into your voice, and use your tips. And you could follow the whole format. Remember, guys, there's nothing new under the sun. So it's all, you know, this is, as far as the templates, they're already done for you. This is not an area to be creative, to figure out yourself. There's 7 rules in marketing. Rule number 1 is copied. It has to be copied from someone else. And anybody who's experienced, wealthy, successful will tell you this. Now is not the time to be creative. There's all kinds of books by Dan Kennedy and Bill Glazer and people, leaders like Joe McCall, that you can just—
This is so important, because almost everything I learned was from watching other people in my industry and outside of my industry, right?
Yep.
Frank Kern is somebody that I've learned a ton from. He's an internet marketing guy. Funny. I like his style, and he's always doing new things. I've learned a lot from him. Another guy is Caleb O'Dowd. I have an Evernote folder called Swipe, and I'm looking at it right now. I have 1,101 things in here of like notes that are like, I'm on everybody's list. Russ Ruffino is a guy that I've followed a lot in the past. Another guy, Taylor Welch. I'm just scrolling through this.
Yeah, Taylor Welch is Clients on Demand, right? Russ Ruffino's Clients on Demand. Taylor Welch is Makes Offers. And
yeah, Russell Brunson is another guy.
Russell Brunson is huge.
Pace Morby is a guy in the real estate space that's really doing well with Saturday workshops. So he does these Saturday webinars that are free that he gets tons of people on. So when he's doing his ads, he's driving everybody to a Saturday event, which is kind of weird. Nobody really else was doing that. Well, he's killing it with these Saturday webinars. So maybe I should do Saturday webinars. Let me test it. There's a guy named I can just go on and on and on and on.
You can copy all of this. There's no reason to figure this stuff out. It's not the time to be creative. This is the time to, now I'm not saying to copy it word for word. Obviously, what I mean is the templates, the structure, the logistics, the timing, all of that. A lot of these guys that Joe and I know, they've spent a lot of money, a lot, sometimes in some cases, millions of dollars. I know for sure some of the people that were just named have spent millions of dollars split testing the font, the color, the time, the message, the call to action, how long. There's 9-word emails, and then there's sideways sales letters, and there's all of these things that have already done for you. The marketing, again, 7 rules, right? Number one is copy. The rest of them we'll go through another time, but
I would say maybe model might be a better word for this.
Model is a better word. Right. Yeah.
Because this guy, Russell Brunson, big internet market, everybody knows him, right?
But ClickFunnels, right.
He just did this new promotion and I swiped it because it was so good. Here's the headline. How would you like to attend a virtual event, whatever it's called, and only pay after if you think it's worth it? It's like, what?
Beautiful.
What's he doing there? Okay. So it's like, I'm going to do this incredible free event. It's a 3-day event, actually. And you only pay after the conference is over if you feel like it was worth it. Then you scroll down, he's like, what does that mean? So you can capture the whole image. I captured everything, right? And you scroll down and you can see that he's pitching the event and it actually costs $197.
Right.
So you put in your information, right? And then it says, hey, we're going to charge nothing now, but then on day 4, when the 3-day event is done, we will charge your card $197 unless you tell us, hey, don't, and then we won't charge it, okay?
That's
then
brilliant.
There's an order form bump. After you do that, there's a little thing that pops up and says, hey, I'm trying to find it right here. Here it is. How would you like to just prepay it now and save $50 and gain access to everything and the replays? So then he says, okay, well, if you want to save $50, just pay for it now, right? So you see what he's doing there.
Of course, And guys, you can, I know we're going through a lot on a webinar, but you can copy this. And the tool that Joe uses to capture that, there's multiple tools that you can use. Snagit is one. There's another one called Sketch. So you can find these tools where you can copy, where you can scroll and copy the entire website. Yeah. I've seen Joe's swipe files, so I can speak to this, but there's a lot of tools on the internet that are like very inexpensive, $5, $10.
Well, and you can
copy full.
And then you see here, he's got there's a little order form bump, it's called, where he's selling a $47 book. You just, after you put your credit card, you click the button, you get his book. And so you can see all of that, those steps. And then if you opt in, you can see what happens next and you can duplicate and model all of that. So like just this last Saturday, Tom, I've been trying to do ads and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And I've spent in the last year, I've probably spent $300,000, $400,000 on ads that have just been okay. You know, eventually I make all my money back, but not as fast as I want. So I saw somebody else doing this. Pace Morby was one of them. And I saw some other guys doing this where they were doing these $7 mini workshops, a $7 masterclass. All right. And this is so cool. Cause again, if you go to joemccall.com/offers, I have in that document, some of this stuff I'm going to be talking about here. This is so important. So I saw them doing these $7 workshops, these mini classes, instead of doing a free webinar, they were charging $7 for it. And they were running ads to it. So I went through them, I saw what they're doing, and I kind of modeled this stuff and I created my own thing. So it's a $7 masterclass that I do on a Saturday now. And I don't want to get too technical and detailed here because it can be a little overwhelming. You just have to kind of have to see it.
Okay. How can they see it?
Just go to joemccall.com/Saturday.
Okay. There you go, guys.
That's my next Saturday workshop. And so we're turning it into evergreen. So it just happens every Saturday. But guess what's happened here? If I do a free webinar, I get maybe 35% people show up, right?
Right.
It's the show rate. Frustrating. It's just not working as well as it used to, right? When I charge $7 for it, I get 80% show up. 75 to 80% show up now all of a sudden.
$7.
Say it again?
If you charge $7.
Yeah, $7. And I'm doing it on a Saturday. So I get even more people show up on a Saturday. Oh, interesting. Then once they pay the $7, I upsell them into about 2 or 3 different things. My average cart value, which means when somebody signs up for my $7 thing, my average cart value is about $80 right now. So which means I'm collecting $80 for every person that signs up for my $7 class.
Right.
Which means what? Which means I can pay up to $80 in ads to get a customer, right? Now they come to my Saturday workshop and I pitch my course, and I have 75% of the people that purchased show up, and I'm selling about 10 to 15% of the audience into my $1,500 program. But in the $7 workshop, I'm delivering a ton of value. So even if they don't buy, they're getting a ton of value out of it. I get great reviews. People love it. It's amazing. All right. So,
go ahead.
Here, my point now is, for the first time in a long time, my ads are profitable from day one.
Right.
Which is insane. Right now, I don't know how long this will work. You know, there's waves, you know, in the marketing industry where this may work really well for a year or 2 years, and then everybody's going to be doing it and it won't work as well anymore. Maybe you have to go back to free webinars, but there's always, and I'm learning this by watching other people in the industries, in different industries, and watching what they're doing and hearing people talk about it. Like, oh, okay, well, I could do that. And then I test it and it's working really, really well right now. I'm profitable on my ads for day one before I even get to sell my course. And then when I sell my course, everything is profit after that.
Right. Self-liquidating offer, right? Is that the...
Yeah, it's called, self-liquidating offer. So and it's costing me an average of $10. I would say let's just be conservative. It's costing me $10 to get a customer, but I'm making $80 on average in the front end from them.
Okay. Now,
so it's working really, really well.
So I just want to say, guys, just keep in mind, this is more advanced, right?
Yeah. Sorry.
Joe did not start this way.
Yes.
Right. I'm sure his first million or maybe even two, and it's in the beginning, it's all about dialing in your message. Because remember, guys, marketing and all of this, all of these funnels and these self-liquidating offers, this is an amplification of the messaging you already know. So if Joe was a comedian, it would be worth it for him and his team to pay for a Netflix special or to do one, because he would kill it and every joke would land and the audience would laugh, right? But it's only because he went through to all the tiny, where there's only six people on a small stage, and he went through testing all of his jokes or his copy. So just keep in mind that all of his points are dialed in really, really well, because he did all the hard work up front in the first season.
That's a good point, though, because like if you're a comedian, you're watching the Dave Chappelle's and the Kevin Hart's, and you're watching Nathan Bergazzi, whatever his name is, right? And you're watching them and saying, what are they doing there? How are they doing that? And then you're not copying their jokes, but you're modeling how they say it. And there's so much that goes on behind the scenes in that. You know the topics that are hitting well, the topics that aren't. And no comedian has ever done well by copying somebody else, but being themselves. So that's a great analogy. I want to watch people in other industries and see what they're doing. And how can I copy or model what Russell Brunson's doing, what Frank Kern is doing, what Amy Porterfield is doing, what Russ Ruffino is doing? How can I model that and put it into my world? Now, again, I'm willing to spend a lot of money on ads. Some people aren't ready yet. And you don't know if you have a proven offer yet or not. So you start with doing what Tom says, you know, building goodwill and delivering a ton of value and putting yourself out there. And as you start building your audience and you start selling them things, then you start adding in these funnels and tunnels and webinars and
seminars. Well, guys, I mean, that's Joe and I have to jump here because we're getting to the end of the hour. But I just want to say, yes, totally agree. You have to get your messaging in first before you can get your marketing exactly right, especially anything that costs time or money. So phenomenal. Joe, one last question, and then I got to let you go because I got to jump on a call. So here's what I'm going to say. You brought up paid ads. For anybody interesting, the number one question we get all the time is ROI. So what is the bottom line? Like, hey, I stink at this. I'm in the safe zone and I'm really killing it on ROI. So if I put in $100 in any kind of marketing channel, what should I expect back percentage-wise? Should it be a 3%, 5%, 20%, a 2X? What does that look like?
I call it a ROAS positive in 7 days. So you should be getting 100% of your ad spend back in 7 days, or else you should stop. Unless you're more advanced and you know you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, maybe 30 days is okay for you to get your. But with this low ticket funnel I'm talking about here, a low ticket $7 thing to a workshop, it's very easy to recover your ad spend on day one with that, which means you have 100% return on ad spend.
So 100% return on ad spend within 7 days.
Yeah, with a low ticket $7 funnel. Right now, I don't know if this is a unicorn, but right now I'm getting it in one day, which is
beautiful.
Really, really beautiful.
But is there also somebody who says, hey, I put $5,000 or $20,000 into Facebook ads in January. What should I expect in February as far as an ROI? Is there, because that is, I know a common question is when new people are just starting in Facebook advertising, how would you respond to them on that?
If you're not making your money back in 7 days, then you need to stop and figure something out because you're doing it wrong.
So there's no fixed return. It's just more 7 days, money back, or something's messed up.
Yeah, because you're using Facebook ads to build your audience. And once you've got the audience, now you're selling them your $1,000 product, your $20,000 coaching program. So you need to create low ticket things to sell them to from the beginning. Don't create ads to give away something for free. Create ads to sell something. $7 for a webinar or $7 for a book, $7 for software, something. And then we could talk for an hour on that.
Yes, I have to jump here too, but I have to jump here in a minute. But do you ever run just Facebook ads to an offer for a high ticket coaching program, like a $5,000, $10,000? You don't do that.
It used to work, but it just doesn't anymore.
Got it.
Yeah.
We have to deep dive this. So guys, I'm going to have Joe back on. And what we're going to focus on the next call with him, on the next podcast episode, is let's really deep dive paid ads, because this is something I know you guys all have questions about. This is like our number one topic, and Joe is the best in the world. So let's pick his brain and we'll hold him down. And Joe, you got to come up with an offer for our audience at some point. So
joemccall.com/offers, and it's free.
There you go. We have to do another 2-day event sometime soon, or 3-day.
We should. I really would love to do that. Adventure. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. By the way, there is a, can I just share this real quick?
Yeah,
I don't get anything from this. There's this guys that created a program called Mini Workshop Magic. And if you just Google wakeuptofreedom.com, wakeuptofreedom.com, they have a little program called the Mini Workshop Magic. And that's a good place to start if you want to sell a low ticket thing. They charge $20 for it. And I point people there all the time. And it's really good.
Awesome. Joe, I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you too, Tom.
Thank you for agreeing to be on. I'm jumping on a call, guys. So we should always book 90 minutes when we have Joe on, because there's so much information. He's the only guest where we always run over on time. So we'll have Joe back on and we'll deep dive Facebook ads and other sort of paid ads on the next show. And I'm looking forward to it. So Joe, thank you, brother. I appreciate your time.
All right. We'll see you, Tom.
Bam.
Coaches, it's time to take massive imperfect action. Go right now to CoachingInc.com to schedule a clarity call with us so we can help you take your business to brand new heights. That website again is CoachingInc.com. So head over there now, and we'll see you on the next episode of Coaching Inc.